Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, your host. Now, do you love the Lord? How much do you love God? We have so many things that distract us from loving the Lord these days because of luxuries or entertainment and materialism, especially in our context. But opposite is also the same. We have worries about the future, we have disease going on, and we have so many uncertainties that we have for the next years to come. And that those things also distract us from loving the Lord. But God clearly calls us to love Him with all our strength and mind and soul, everything, and love our neighbors as ourselves. And that is the great commandment that strictly, directly came from the Lord. So we got to obey His command. And today is the last one of this series, Love the Lord. So I want us, not just you, but myself, that we would truly learn how to love the Lord, and we can not just learning about it, but we can obey what it means to love Him, so we can truly experience enriched and empowered life in Christ Jesus alone. So let's pray together to learn what it means to love the Lord and to obey it. Father, we thank You, we praise You for Your glory. Father, we pray that Your Holy Spirit would guide us and lead us to know You and to know how to love You so that we can truly obey Your word and experience You in a powerful way. So help us and guide us, Lord. We thank You, praise You. In Jesus' holy name we prayed. Amen. Amen. Now today we're going to read from the very famous text, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, and we're going to learn three things to love the Lord. The first one is this: thank the Lord. Second, praise the Lord. Third, work for the Lord. Let's read today's text, Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, so that we would walk in them. Amen. Amen. So again, three things that we're going to learn from today's text. The first one is thank the Lord. Second, praise the Lord. Third, work for the Lord. So the first one is thank the Lord. Let's read verse 8 again. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Amen. So how should we love the Lord? By thanking the Lord. Why? Because we are saved by God's grace. The salvation that we have is the gift of God. God gave it as the gift, so that we need to give thanks to the Lord. Now, let's think about this verse very carefully. Now, it is a very important verse that shows the uniqueness of the Christianity. Why is that? Because a lot of other religions are basically work-based religion, meaning that you have to work really hard to go to heaven. Right? You need to do a good works by giving money to the poor and taking care of the people like orphans and widows, and you give alms to them, and sometimes you go to Red Cross and give blood for those poor people who are sick. But those are very, very good works that we should never, never neglect that. We should do it as Christians. But here's a big difference. Now, some people think when they do those good works, so then they can go to heaven. They would be accepted by God who sees good works. That is their mentality. Now that is the most dangerous thing, dangerous concept, or most contrary thing to the Bible. The Bible never says that you are saved by good works. What does it say? You are saved by grace. Very, very important. So you got to memorize this verse. We are saved by God's grace, meaning that God's grace is the one who leads us to heaven. We go to heaven not because we did good works. We go to heaven because God loves us. God showed God gave his grace. That is the most important, unique difference in Christianity. It is a God-centered salvation, not man-centered, not human-centered salvation. So, we are saved by God's grace through faith. And also it says, we have been saved. It's a perfect present, which means we were saved and we are still saved. Some people say, oh, if you do good works, then you will be saved. But if you do bad things, then you will lose your salvation. Well, that is a very weak and weird theology. You may think that way. However, the Bible says, because you are saved by God's grace, your salvation is still secured. Because it is God's work, not your work. It is God's work, and God is perfect. So your salvation is perfectly secured in His hand, in His mighty hands. That's what it's saying in the Romans chapter 8, verses 30 through 39. You are secured. And also John chapter 6, 44 and 10, 28 also affirms that. Yes, salvation. You are secured in Christ Jesus, who works the perfect work. Okay, so you don't have to worry about losing your salvation. Okay, now that's definitely a good news. And also it says it's not of yourself. Of course, we did not earn it. We did not take or earn the salvation, but the salvation was given to us. Why? Because it says it's a gift of God, not of yourselves. If you earn it, then it is not a gift anymore. It is called reward, right? Based on your works. But when it comes to gift, it is by the giver. The giver chooses the gift, and giver chooses to those whom he would give the gifts. Okay, so it is his decision. It is not our decision. Okay, so God gives the salvation as gifts to you, for you. So here is what we need to do. We cannot earn the gifts, of course, but what we need to do is to receive the gifts. Receive. And also, when you receive the gifts, what do you say? Very fundamental thing. Thank you, sir, or thanks, ma'am, right? We need to give thanks to God who gives the gifts. That's why the first thing as an expression of our love to the Lord is to give thanks to God for the salvation He gives. We're approaching Thanksgiving Day. You know, it's just a one day out of 365 days. But we need to give thanksgiving every day to the Lord who provides the salvation for us as a gift. Okay? Because He is the loving God, He is a gracious God, and He, by His mighty power, He saved us out of sin and death. So we are to be thankful for the salvation He gives. Now the second one is this, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's read verse 9 again. Not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. Not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. Now, if it is the result of works, then people will definitely boast about it. Like, oh, I did. Did you look at what I did yesterday? Isn't that amazing? Nobody would do that because I am so gifted. I am so powerful. So I did this. Look at that. You know what? That is boasting. Look at what I did. Look at what I accomplished. Look at what I have here. So that is the boasting about myself. But James chapter 4, 14 through 13 through 15 really clearly says, our life is like a vapor. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So we should not boast about tomorrow. It is about God who leads and guides us. Even about tomorrow, what we're going to do, what we're going to have, it depends on the Lord. So we should not boast about ourselves. Then what should we boast about? We should boast about the giver of the gifts. Now think about this. When I grew up, you know, especially when my birthday happens, and I was always expecting to have gifts from my parents. And you know, sometimes when my parents were happy, you know, they were satisfied with me, then they would give gifts to me. And when I get it, I was, oh my goodness, I want to bring this to my school and I want to show it off to my friends. Look at my car and look at my robots and look at all these things. I boast about it. But, you know, there's something missing. Huge thing is missing. What is that? I forget about who gave these gifts to me. I only focus on the gifts only, and then I totally forget about, you know, the love and grace that my parents gave for free for me, right? So many times we just boast about what we have, like look at my house, look at my work, and look at my school, and look at all these things, instead of thinking like, oh, look at who gave this to me, who gave this house, and who gave this car, and who gave this, you know, the accomplishment that I have right now. We need to be very mindful about who gave all of these things. But the most important thing is this: God saved us by His grace. The salvation is the gift from God. So not just giving thanks to Him, we need to praise Him who gave us the salvation. Now, some people say, I am saved. That's it. Well, it's not wrong. Of course, you are saved. But I would suggest this. Instead of saying, I am saved, say this: God saved me. Why is it important? Because you put God there as a subject. And you praise God in that way. Right? Because if you say, I'm saved, then you are probably differentiating yourself from other people. Like, oh, other people will say, okay, that's good for you. You're saved, but what about me? But what I want to suggest is that if you put God in the first, that God saved me, then other people may say, oh, how? Can you tell me how did God save you? That can open up a great opportunity to share the gospel. But not just that, you are praising the Lord who saved you, right? So I think that is the better phrase to say. So say this: God saved me. God saved me. So I praise Him who saved me. Do not focus on what He gave to you. But if you focus on what He gave to you, then instead of praising Him, you're going to praise what the thing that He gave to you. Very, very dangerous. When the people of Israelites went into the promised land, as God fulfilled His promise, they began to, instead of worshiping the Lord, they began to worship the idols in the land. How sad it is. Even when you see the promise is fulfilled in your life, if you focus on the blessing God has given you so much instead of God Himself, you're going to lose your sight and you're going to worship the idols that you have. It could be your family members. It could be your children. It could be your job. It could be even your ministry. It could be even your salvation. You love your salvation so much and forget about God who saved you. That is so wrong. Sometimes some people love and adore heaven itself too much than the owner of heaven. That is not right. So always praise God. Praise God. Give thanks to God. That is the right posture that we need to have for the Lord as we love the Lord. Now lastly, work for the Lord. Work for the Lord. So let's read verse 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. Amen. Amen. So what does it say? It says we are His workmanship. His workmanship. Not our workmanship as if we work ourselves. No, His workmanship. Now, this workmanship is like a masterpiece that He wonderfully created, wonderfully, powerfully created us in His image. We are His masterpiece. You are His masterpiece. How valuable you are in Him, to Him. Now, what is the purpose? It says, for good works. Now, in verse 8, it says, we're not saved by good works, but by God's grace. So it is God's grace is the initiator. God's grace is the one who saved us. But here in verse 10, just two verses down, it says, we are created for good works. So do you know the relationship here? Is it confusing? You know, let me just put them together in this way. You are saved by His grace for good works. Very important. Now, other religions would say, you are saved by good works, but us, the Bible, is totally opposite. God comes first. God saved you by His grace for good works. So the good works is not a requirement for salvation, but the good works is the result of your salvation. Because you are saved, you do good works. Does it make sense? I hope it does. Very, very important. So even in these three verses, we see the most important truth about the Christian belief, the Bible. Yeah, God loves us so much. Then what? So that we are saved and we do good works as His masterpiece. His work is perfect. His workmanship is perfect. He is perfect and He created us in His image. So we are perfectly created for the good works that He wants us to do. How good is it? I think it's just limitless. Because in John chapter 14, 12, you know, those who believe in me will do the works that I do and even greater works than these. Because I'm going to the Father. This is what Jesus was saying to His disciples, meaning that we can do the good works as Jesus did, even greater works than He did. Wow, this is amazing. It's a really humbling statement that how can we do that? But because He created us, because He is the Lord and Savior who saved us for the good works, He will do it through us, through you. So I hope this would be a great encouragement for you. This great works is something that He prepared before the foundation of the world so that we would walk in them. You know, it's like rather than we prepare the good works, but He prepared that. God prepared. So all we need to do is just walk in them, meaning just live with it, live it out in our lives. Okay, so let me put them all together. God created us, and God saved us, and God prepared for us. Again, look at this, the flow here. God prepared, God created, and God saved us, and God prepared for us for this good works. So it's not really us. You know, we just need to walk and live it out. But some people say, you know, I am the one who I am now. I worked so hard so that look at what I all accomplished and achieved in my life. And I'm the one, my fist is my savior. And I prepared all these things as you can see. So I'm the one who deserve all this glory and praise. A lot of people say that. But that is truly wrong. Even in the book of Bible, in the Daniel, the Nebuchadnezzar king was so proud of himself when he saw all the Persian kingdom, which was really great at the time, right? Even in our human mind, human eyes, it was great. However, as soon as he was proud of himself, God crushed him. He was kicked out of his palace for 7 years. He lived like a beast. And he realized, he came to his senses, that God is the Lord. God gave all the glory and honor for me as a king here. So he finally realized the source of his strength and source of his glory coming all from the Lord, right? So it's not us. It is God who creates. It is God who saves. It is God who prepares. All we need to do is to give thanks and praise Him and walk before the Lord through good works. Okay? That is the right posture that we need to have. Now, you might have a totally opposite point of view. You may say, you know what? I'm not good enough. Or you may say, what if I fail? Or you may say, I'm not prepared at all. But let me give you the hope with this. If you feel like I'm not good enough, no, God created you in His image. He created you as His masterpiece of workmanship. So you are valuable in His sight. So you are not. You are good enough in Christ Jesus. Jesus covered your sin already. So you are clean enough before Him. Now the second complaint is, what if I fail? Okay. Now the biggest fail is our sin. The ultimate failure is our death. That is the punishment for our sin. But Jesus died on the cross to forgive your sin, and He rose from the dead to give you eternal life. So He conquered the death. So in Christ Jesus, we are saved by His grace. If God saved you from that ultimate failure, He can definitely save you and from all the other failures as well. So you don't have to worry about failure anymore. The next question, I'm not prepared at all, so I don't know how I could foresee. No, don't worry about it, because it says, again, God prepared beforehand, even before the foundation of the world. And He is perfect planner, and He is a perfect executor. So He prepared everything, so that what you need to do is to have confidence in the Lord and move forward through doing good works. You don't have to worry about your inadequacy, unpreparedness, or worries about future failure. God is with you. And God is the one who enables you, empowers you to do good works. Because all the way from the beginning, that by His grace, He has saved you. He has equipped you. He has prepared you. So no matter what situation you foresee that you feel like it is impossible, God is going to do it through you. Just a few days ago, I had a phone conversation with a brother in our church. He felt like he was unprepared for ministry. But right next day, God confirmed to him through His word that it is not really him, but it is the Lord who has called him, who has saved him, who has equipped him, who has prepared him to do the ministry. So it is the same message for you. Now, we're doing this whole house church, and you know, this is an adventurous thing. You may feel like, many of you feel like, I'm not equipped or I'm not prepared. It is only pastor's work. It is only deacons or elders' work. No, it is all Christians' work. God has called, saved, not only pastors, but God saved you. God has not only prepared pastors, but God has prepared you as well. This Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10 is for you as well, which means that you need to do good works if you are truly saved. Amen. Now the big question is, if you are not saved, then you need to be saved. You cannot earn salvation, but you need to pray that God would save you by His grace. So I want to encourage you to pray today, God, I know I cannot save myself, so Father, please save me. And believe here in the Bible. The only way to salvation is to believe in Jesus Christ, so that the faith is really coming from the Lord. But when you read the scripture that Jesus died on the cross to forgive your sin, and He rose from the dead to give you eternal life, believe that and follow Jesus. That's how you can be saved, and it is all by God's grace. So pray that you would believe and you will follow Him. Now, if you are a believer already, then do not stop there. You need to go to the next, which is to do good works by His power and wisdom. So go forward and move forward in Christ Jesus, who saved you and who equipped you and who prepared you. And give thanks to the Lord. Praise God and do good works. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You, we praise You. We thank You so much for this powerful word coming from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. Father, we pray that You would help us to understand and implement this message in our lives, so that we will always give thanks to You and praise to You, but not just that, we will do the good works for You, because You prepared and equipped us to do. So Father, please lead us and guide us to do that, and please use us in a powerful way to lead more people to You. We thank You, praise You, in Jesus' holy name we pray it. Amen.